Make sure you have a good hat, gloves, and a scarf this week because bitter cold temperatures will overspread most of the northern plains and the upper Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We are going to be bitterly cold this week, as you've already heard, I'm sure. A lot of high temperatures will be in the teens and 20s, but as we get into Thursday and Friday of this week, maybe even on through the heart of the weekend, we'll start seeing some single-digit highs near the Canada border that will expand all the way through the heart of our region as we get into Friday and Saturday. I do expect a few teens to still occur Friday through Sunday, but those single-digit readings will be nasty, and those are afternoon highs. The nighttime low temperatures are likely to bottom out in the negative teens and negative single digits when we get to the end of the week and especially during the weekend. Those low temperatures are not going to be all that nice between now and then. We'll see positive and negative single-digit readings in the north near the Canada border over the next night or two, and we'll expect to see some single digits and teens in all other areas. As we get to the latter part of the week, starting Friday morning, we'll likely see those negative teens beginning to push southward from north-central portions of North Dakota. The coldest morning at the moment looks like it may come on Sunday going into Monday. We'll see those negative teens a little bit more common in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, while we'll see some negative and positive single digits in the southernmost parts of the region. The only good news about this forecast is we don't have a lot of precipitation coming up, so travel for the holiday shouldn't be too rough. We do expect to see a brief period or two of light snow coming and going as we get shots of cooler air to reinforce the nasty conditions across the region, but we do not expect to see meaningful snowfall in very many areas. Now, with that said, I think on Tuesday, tomorrow, late in the day, we'll likely see a little bit of snow developing in central parts of North Dakota. As we go through the night tomorrow night, that snow will expand and shift to the east and southeast, probably reaching into central and northern Minnesota and northeastern South Dakota by the time we get into the morning on Wednesday. The snowfall is not going to be all that impressive. We do expect to see the total amounts to run a trace upwards to maybe 1 to 2 inches. The snow will be dry, powdery snow. It'll get blown around fairly easily, so some reduced visibilities are likely, but the travel shouldn't be too rough. As we get closer to the holiday, we'll see a few other brief periods of light snow and snow flurry activity on Thursday, and as we go on into Friday and Saturday, that's when the cold surface high pressure center will settle into the region. No precipitation is expected, but it will be bitterly cold. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.